Chapter 6. The Ghoul in Pajamas. The shock of losing Mad-Eye hung over the house in the days that followed. Harry kept expecting to see him stumping in through the back door like the other Order members, who passed in and out to relay news. Harry felt that nothing but action would assuage his feelings of guilt and grief, and that he ought to set out on his mission to find and destroy Horcruxes as soon as possible. "Well, you can't do anything about the—" Ron mouthed the word, "Horcruxes, till you're 17. You've still got the trace on you. And we can plan here as well as anywhere, can't we? Or—" he dropped his voice to a whisper. "Do you reckon you already know where the you-know-whats are?" "No," Harry admitted. "I think Hermione's been doing a bit of research," said Ron. "She said she was saving it for when you got here." They were sitting at the breakfast table. Mr. Weasley and Bill had just left for work. Mrs. Weasley had gone upstairs to wake Hermione and Ginny, while Fleur had drifted off to take a bath. "The trace'll break on the 31st, said Harry. "That means I only need to stay here 4 days. Then I can—"
5 days, Ron corrected him firmly. "We've got to stay for the wedding. They'll kill us if we miss it."
Harry understood "they" to mean Fleur and Mrs. Weasley.
"It's one extra day," said Ron, when Harry looked mutinous. "Don't they realise how important—" "Course they don't," said Ron. "They haven't got a clue. And now you mention it, I wanted to talk to you about that."
Ron glanced toward the door into the hall to check that Mrs. Weasley was not returning yet, then leaned in closer to Harry.
"Mum's been trying to get it out of Hermione and me, what we're off to do. She'll try you next, so brace yourself. Dad and Lupin have both asked as well, but when we said Dumbledore told you not to tell anyone except us, they dropped it. Not Mum, though. She's determined."